Hello, this is Michael Steve from Kaplan Financial. And in this podcast, I'm going to be taking a look at the new capital allowance rules for cars from April 2009. On the tax series this spring, we had a quick look at those, especially in respect of expensive cars, that is, cars costing more than £12,000, because the old rules for expensive cars have been replaced with a CO2 basis charge. As I said, we had a quick look at those on the tax series, but in this podcast, I'd like to take a slightly closer look. Let's start by reminding ourselves about cars that were acquired before April 2009, and I'm going to refer to these as the old rules. So, let's start with the two groups. First, we had inexpensive cars, that is, those costing £12,000 or less. And the basic rule for these cars is that they went, and indeed go, into the main pool with a writing down allowance of 20%. Please remind yourself that this is not with any element of private use whatsoever. I will deal with cars with private use elements in just a second. The second group were expensive cars, those costing more than £12,000, which of course have been traditionally allocated to their own single asset pool. And these old expensive cars had, and indeed continue to have, writing down allowances at 20% regardless of the levels of emissions. But remind yourself that these were subject to a cap of £3,000 per annum. So those are the old rules, and I just want to make this point because it's so important. They continue to apply to cars that were purchased before April the 1st, 2009. But what I'd like to do now is to move to the new rules, that is for expenditure on cars on or after the 1st stroke the 6th of April 2009. Remember, the 1st of April for companies, the 6th of April for unincorporated businesses. And all cars fall under a very simple three-band system. And can I again, because it's so important, emphasise that at the moment we're talking about cars with no private use. And typically this will be when companies purchase them, because the rules for tax is that private use passes to the employee and they pay the private use through the benefit in kind charge. So a small AAT type company, and I look after some of those and I'm sure you do, will have good examples of those. What is this three-band system then? The first is dead straightforward. These are very green cars. How green? Well, 110 grams per kilometre or less of CO2 per kilometre run. And if you buy one of these cars on or after the 6th or the 1st of April, then you will get a 100% first year allowance, but only if the car is new. The second band is between 111 grams and 160 grams. And again, and can I emphasise, still no private use, that expenditure goes into the main plant and machinery pool and attracts writing down allowances of 20%. The final and third box are for cars which give out CO2 emissions over 160 grams per kilometre. And these, of course, traditionally have been the expensive cars. And the rule is that for this type of expenditure, that they will go into the special rate pool of, and yes, you've guessed it, 10%. So let's just recap on that. We've got expenditure, new expenditure, on or after the 1st of April. 110 grams or less will give you a 100% first year allowance. 111 to 160, 20%. And over 160, you are going to get 10%. The problem is that under the new rules, when one of these cars is sold, and remind yourself, I'm still talking about cars with no private use, there will no longer be a balancing event. Normally, of course, a balancing allowance. so the unrelieved expenditure stays in the pool to be written down either at 10% or 20% per annum. This means that on a 10% car, remember that's more than 160 grams per kilometre run, and these are the traditional expensive cars, tax relief will take at the very least 20 years, if not more, to get most of the capital allowances. So that's very much bad news for companies with lots of big car purchases. And this problem, of course, is made worse by the fact that many companies will buy cars and they'll keep them for 3 years and then they'll sell them because the employee's saying it's worn out and I want a new one, and they spend another £20,000 on a 2-litre car for one of their star salesmen or saleswomen, and so on it goes. And over the time, over a few years with a lot of cars being churned, there's going to be a big build-up of unrelieved expenditure in the pool. And remind yourself that most of these are going to be at the 10% level. But what about inexpensive cars? Those are cars that cost up to £12,000. And we're just to be clear about this point, we're talking about inexpensive cars purchased from April 2009. It seems like bad news, because it's the same rules. But remind yourself that it isn't actually that bad, because few of these will be above 160 grams. And so they will take a 20% writing down allowance. Same rule though, if it's sold, there is no balancing charge. But because the rate of write down is 20 rather than 10, then you'll get the majority of your CAs taken sometime around the 12-year mark. Okay, so generally bad news for cars with no private use that have been pooled, particularly for the old expensive cars. But what about private use? How does that actually work? The old rules still apply, as far as I can see. Any asset with private use is depooled, and we of course traditionally put it into a separate column in the spreadsheet. The writing down allowances, as we've discussed, are 10 or 20, but then adjusted for the business use element. So no change there, and seemingly no different. And another important difference seems to be in respect of what happens when the car is sold. So for a car with private use, when it's sold, it would appear that the balancing events are still in place, and therefore, and because cars are normally sold at a loss, the remaining capital allowances will be given on sale. So for most of our sole traders, they won't be affected by these new rules. So, to sum up on this short podcast then, let's remind ourselves about who are most affected by these new rules on cars from April 2009. The most affected are those cars where there is no private use and where there is a 10% writing down allowance. Remember, on disposal, and typically they're sold after 3 years, the unrelieved expenditure will remain on the books and there will be continue to be a write-down available, and it's going to take a long time for the tax relief to come through. So what are they going to do about it? Already people are talking about trying to buy more green cars, but the problem of course is that the really heavy users of cars, the salesmen, the engineers, etc., etc., they really need the bigger cars to make their journeys, typically 30,000 miles a year, more comfortable, and the smaller, greener cars on the whole are just not up to it. So they're going to suffer. And people are talking about leasing rather than buying as a way of getting round these rules. And while I'm talking about leasing, prior to April 2009, and so for old expenditure, the rental allowable for tax purposes when a business leased a car was restricted if the list price of the car, when new, was more than £12,000. This is going to continue for the old existing leases, but there are new rules when a car is leased on or after the 1st of April 2009. Instead, there's going to be a fixed 15% disallowance on the rental payments, but that's only going to apply in respect of cars with emissions above the 160 gram per kilometre line. It may even be that vans will become more popular. But a word of caution, if I may. We need to be very careful about the definition of van, and indeed car, for capital allowances purposes. You need to have a look at Section 81 of the Capital Allowances Act to get a grip on that. And the fact is that the definition of a van for capital allowances purposes is different for that for VAT and the benefit in kind charges. With the axle weight here does not seem to be relevant. So on that basis, and here's the word of caution, many dual cab pickups appear to be cars under this capital allowance definition, even though they're a van for benefit in kind and VAT purposes. So vans are a possibility. One last thought. Motorcycles may prove more popular because they're now no longer treated as a car. And so we can put that within the 50,000 per annum annual investment allowance. So that's it, folks. We'll probably all be on two wheels soon. Cheerio.